In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The text for our sermon this morning is our second lesson from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus. The end of a calendar year is the time for statistics and for best of and worst of lists. People use these statistics and lists for evaluation and comparison. Our Wisconsin Synod asks our 1,200 congregations to fill out, at the beginning of a new year, an annual statistical report for the year just over. You have a copy of those statistics and some comments by me on Bethlehem's year in 2013 in your mail slots this morning. The obvious question is, what do they all mean? How can we put them to the best use? This reminds me of a quote from a famous football coach. Maybe some of you remember the name Woody Hayes at Ohio State. Coach Hayes said one time, "When I think about statistics and averages, I think about the guy who drowned in 3 feet of water, or in a river whose average depth was 3 feet of water." In other words, don't put too much stock in statistics or averages. This can be very difficult when they're pretty good, when they look positive. Apart from all the statistics for Bethlehem, I know that you will rejoice with me over the one great blessing that you and I experienced last year and know that we will continue to experience. Paul writes about that blessing in his first letter to the Corinthians. God has enriched you in every way in Christ Jesus. First of all, the testimony about Christ was confirmed in you, and he will keep you strong so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God had called the Apostle Paul to preach the gospel to many churches in Asia Minor and Greece, including the church at Corinth. They heard from him that good news of their Savior and ours, Jesus Christ, as the apostle faithfully fulfilled his calling. Through that preaching of the gospel, the Holy Spirit had changed many hearts from unbelief to faith. In the words of our text, Paul expresses his gratitude to God for that statistic. For that statistic of people who had been unbelievers, but now were believers, as the testimony of Christ, the gospel, was confirmed in them. Paul wrote, "Every day I thank God because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus." God has enriched you in every way in Christ Jesus. The testimony of Christ, the testimony of the gospel, has been confirmed in you. Your saving faith in Christ, which you confess in the creeds, that holiness of Christ's obedience that is yours through faith, all of the comfort and all of the peace and all of the hope that you have every day in your lives, are your assurance that God not only loves you in Christ Jesus, but that he, by grace, has called you into that wonderful new relationship of child and father. That he has brought you to saving faith in Jesus Christ, the Corinthian Savior, the other early churches' Savior, their Savior, their Lord, and ours. God has enriched you in every way in Christ Jesus. With Paul, I thank God that the testimony of Christ has been confirmed in you, that you've been enriched in each and every way, in your faith, in your holiness, in your peace, and in your hope. These are your legal guarantee, your security of that relationship with God. All of those things are yours according to the will of God. These are not statistics about what you have done. These are not statistics about how you and I have contributed to our salvation and forgiveness. You and I are simply the recipients of that statistic that our God is faithful, that He does not change, that the testimony of Christ is confirmed in us by the gospel. The city of Corinth was a great city, and its citizens valued education and knowledge. They valued speaking and knowledge. Now, that was true of all the citizens of Corinth, whether they were Christians or non-Christians. The Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, very cleverly builds on that interest and that love for speaking and knowledge in general, and tells the believers in Corinth, you are even more rich in that speaking and knowledge, because you have the knowledge and the speaking about something eternally more valuable than the philosophies of men. You have the knowledge of Jesus Christ because the testimony of the gospel has been confirmed in you. You have the ability to speak to others about your Savior Jesus Christ because of that testimony of the gospel. Paul wrote to them, "For in Him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you." In the matter of knowledge of their Lord Jesus Christ, the Corinthians lacked nothing. In their ability to speak to others about the Savior Jesus Christ, they lacked nothing because of the gospel. I thank God that the testimony of Christ has been confirmed in you. When it comes to the knowledge, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, you lack nothing through the Word of God. When it comes to speaking of your Savior Jesus Christ to others, you lack nothing because you have the gospel. It doesn't matter whether you're a child or an older member. Doesn't matter if you're young or old or male or female. It doesn't matter if you're a lifelong Christian or a new Christian. You have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in your knowledge, because the gospel has confirmed in you that testimony of Jesus Christ as your Savior. And so, while congregational statistics might be interesting, might be somewhat fun for the old sinful nature to compare your statistics to others, they really are pretty much meaningless. Statistics and averages really don't mean anything. What really counts is the testimony of Christ, and that has been confirmed in you once again through the preaching of the gospel. But God has enriched you in every way in Christ Jesus, not only because that testimony of Christ has been confirmed in you, but because He will keep you strong so that you are blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. The apostle attributes all the true richness that we have to everything we have in Christ. And the possession of that is not only for now, but it is also and particularly for the great day of our Lord when Jesus returns. You and I live every day of our lives in the context of what theologians call eschatology. Eschatology is the study of my last day and of the world's last day when Jesus returns. If you pay really close attention to Jesus' teachings during his ministry, they're almost all done in the context of when he returns. They're almost all done in the greater context of that final great day of judgment on me and on the world. And yet, I don't have to worry about that as a Christian, do I? Because he will keep me strong. He will keep me blameless until that day of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit has enriched you in every way, not only that he has brought you to faith, but once again he has preserved and kept you in faith through word and sacrament. I thank God that he keeps you blameless till the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, each and every year when a pastor looks at the statistics of his congregation, he always, not surprisingly, but sadly, looks at the number of people who perhaps have turned away from the Lord, who have said we no longer want the ministry of that congregation, or we no longer want the Lord Jesus Christ. But that's not surprising to us. And some of you have heard me say this 100 times. You know what surprises me? That any of you are left. It surprises me that you're still believers when you were a year ago. And like Paul, I thank God that I don't have to keep you in faith through my eloquence and superior knowledge. I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit, through the gospel, keeps you strong. And so really, I'm not surprised because I rely on that faithfulness of God's Word. And I rely, as you do, on that power of the Holy Spirit. We are left in the church because of the grace of God that has kept us here. Like the apostle, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. The apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians, "He who began a good work in you will carry it out to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Listen to what the Apostle Peter adds about that truth, that God will keep us strong and blameless until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul writes in his first epistle, or Peter writes in his first epistle, "You, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time." In Christ, God has called us to live in fellowship with Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit. He has endowed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And one of those spiritual blessings is through the means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament, to preserve and keep us blameless until Jesus returns. So that he can count us, so that we can be a statistic as one of those gathered on his right hand forever in heaven. Statistics might look good. Statistics might look bad. They might encourage us. They might discourage us. However, statistics do not tell the true story of our relationship with God. Christ Jesus, who has earned everything for us, who has endowed us with all those blessings as our inheritance, He is the true story. And when you start looking at things that are best of, that has to be number one. Amen.